shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time we had some side conversations during watch with Shookashack and Lairs, Warden and Kazad, and then had kind of a group conversation between the four of them, which ended up resulting in Stool and Rumpadump talking between the party, and Stool having a realization that Sovereign Presidia is gone. Now, who Sovereign Presidia is, you guys are not very sure, but that is where we will pick up, is actually Ivan and Flaffle both waking up to this little small squeal that can be heard audibly, as the rest of you internally here, where's Sovereign Presidia? Where is he? So we will start there.
What are you talking about? God, I feel like I've been out for like ever. My brain's just dumb, like squishy. What's everyone yelling about?
There's something's wrong.
What's wrong, Stool?
Home is bad. Something's wrong. I can't connect to Sovereign Presidia.
At this point, he's crawling over to you, like walking over to you, basically trying to have you pick him up.
I'm gonna pick him up and go. Couldn't you connect to it before, right? Because you were too far away. Are we close enough? God, how long have I been mentally out of it? Are we?
No. There's, okay. So there's an internal connection that we have that I can still kind of feel. I can't communicate, but I can still...
Oh, okay. I get you. I'm not going to make you explain. This is kind of a dire situation. Well, is everyone else awake?
Everybody else is awake.
Warden's kind of like in your face. She was right over there with you.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, well, okay, I'm gonna go a little bit out of, character here. You can keep this in if you want to or not. It's up to you guys. I mean, do we know about Mushroom Lady yet?
Mm-mm.
No?
The only person that does is,
Ruin.
Ruin, and then there was a drop last game.
Sereth.
And, well, yeah, Sereth did know about him until his head
popped. Sereth became her. Anyways, okay.
I think, if I remember correctly, Rumpadump spoke to...
Flaffle.
Nope, it was... No? Lairs.
Lairs.
Oh. Yeah,
Lairs knows the name. But that's about
I missed a lot. Rumpadump can talk to people other than
same
Flaffle.
Here. I thought he was my boy.
He is. There's a reason for it.
Okay, is Lairs still sleeping?
No, Lairs is up.
Lairs is not present to play his character. Flaffle slits his throat. Only one can talk to Rumpadump.
There could only be one. All right, back into character. Do we think it was the big monkey demon or another demon? I'm pretty sure we've now kind of come to the understanding that Mr. Smiley is a demon as well, or something like it.
Lairs would pop up at that point and say, the little other one that's not on your shoulder was talking and said something about a Zuktomoy.
Do you mean the thing that says its name? Like a, what is that? A pocket mom? I think that's what the boys call it. I think that's what the kids call it.
Just a pan over to Rumpadup and it just Rumpadup.
We're about to get sued by Nintendo.
They can try. It's too much. It's not the exact same. Our world got away with it.
But yeah, he will give you the information that Rumpadump gave.
Can I make a history check on that name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dice, dice, dice.
Okay, what are you trying to discern about her or the name? Just who it is, basically, or?
Yeah, just who it is.
You would know with a 17 that Zuktomoy is a very familiar name to you. Matter of fact, a lot of the demon lords you are semi-familiar with, just based off of who you or where you were brought up, basically. She is known as the Lady of Rot and Decay. She is essentially the true patron of fungi. So it is very...
Someone just got a message from the message spell. What's it say? Is it something about the mushroom woman?
Mushroom. but you would know that she has been trying to get a domain in the Underdark since you were actually Cyanadel and a lot.
So. Do we think it's what Lairs said that Rumpadump said? Do we think it's that demon? Why does mushrooms and fungus sound so familiar? I feel like we've dealt with something kind of like that. Isn't that what Saris like turned into, or whatever his name is?
From what I know of Zuktomoy, it could be she's trying to turn this little one's home into her own domain.
Well, he's a mushroom. Why would she hurt the mushroom people?
She's also a demon lord. You really think she actually gives
that's
a shit?
That's true. It's like an ant, you know, it's like an ant trying to comprehend what us mortals, you know, big people think. It's just far beyond them. I guess the baseline, just like the ants, and we should just look at them like
the
constant assholes.
Are already fungi, that means she can control them, so.
Yeah, well, hey, look, grabs, you know, pulls stool in front of him and goes, it's gonna be, I don't know if we should go and check on your home. If it's gone, I don't think there's anything left. I think the best thing to do would be find a new home. Maybe survivors can of your home can find you there then, right? Because if they have like a link and they come across you, then they could find you. Right? Is that how that works?
I don't know. I don't have a home.
No, you always have a home with me, buddy. The home is where the heart is, and but I love you, so
what,
you're with
what
me.
What is a heart? What?
A heart is a feeling. It's something that drives us forward and keeps us going, even through the roughest times. Like this, you know? That's what a heart is. A heart is something that keeps you going, even when you're beaten down, even when you believe that you don't belong, and all of that.
I'm just going to roll a quick comprehension check for Stool, because he is a child. And I don't know if he will be able to comprehend that. But we will see.
Get that warp skin.
Morbsky has entered the chat.
Reroll that.
I seriously cannot wait until we have like video recording with these sessions so people can see just the absolute fuckery that happens behind the scenes.
Yeah. You feel him just go utterly limp in your arms.
I'm going to hold him close and hold him tight.
If this creature could cry, you would be under the understanding that that is probably what it is doing, right?
Can I attempt a... I don't know what to do with this. I just think I'm just going to give him all the love I possibly can give that my little drow heart can give. Or am I not finding out that I'm not a drow? That's right. My celestial love!
Okay.
I had heroism, anything else? I cast that on him. At this point, I look to the rest of the party and just go, so, well, we're not going there, right? Unless y'all psychopaths want to go there. I really don't.
You're muted.
Oh, I love... is people talking?
What?
I think Morpsky was muted.
Oh. I love the silence that you're all giving me right now. You're just...
Fluffle's still over in this little corner, half still asleep.
Looking at me with silence.
I am going nowhere but the Blending Stone. I need things.
Okay, well, then... I'm sorry, but I've been straight mush brain since all the shit happened back there and all that. I don't even know where we are right now. Are we still where we were hiding?
Yes.
Or we have not moved? Left.
Okay, cool. Good. Then I wasn't zombie walking, at least.
We just left the ruins of Gracklestuck. No point in going to the ruins of the Neverlight Grove.
No, I agree with you there, but I want to know what our plan is. Besides getting stuff that you need,
supplies, getting allies, getting something to help us fight what is kicking our asses right now.
I still really don't understand why we're choosing to fight.
As opposed to running away?
Yeah, because
well,
honestly,
good news. Blending Stone can get you right to where you want to go if you want to scurry to the surface.
Cool. As long as it's also not taken over by demon lords when we get there, too, and just they're playing.
Oh, it's far worse. It's taken over by civilization and their laws and their rules, where they see someone like you, and you will last all of 5 minutes before they find a reason to throw you into a prison cell.
I mean, that's honestly weirdly comforting.
You think that. They're a little more touchy-feely up there than they are down here.
Yeah, I'm fully aware, but... At least if I'm in a prison cell, I have no real reason. As long as that prison doesn't get attacked, you know, by demons again. But, yeah, I just... If you all
want to
fight... I've
read some history books. It could be worse.
How do you feel about... It can always
be worse.
How do you
feel about our good friend Grazilex?
Well, I don't know.
Because I've heard stories that sitting in a prison cell could have you eating a tadpole and becoming one of those. And then you lose your free will and you go from one prison cell to another.
Well, are we dealing with illithids or are we dealing with demons? Because I feel like demons would just eat me.
Down here we're dealing with demons.
I mean,
up there they're so telling.
Yes.
You can be abducted by a bunch of angry kobolds and taken to their dragon who will eat you.
Sounds like a much... Honestly, no matter where I go, I'm gonna get killed. So, I might as well just spend that not fighting a useless battle.
Why are you so sure it's useless?
Oh, I don't know. Is there any sign that points that this battle is winnable? I know you've only been with us for one conflict, but each time a demon shows up, there is no fighting it. I tried. Trust me, I tried.
At this point, Flavel kind of stands up, stretches, walks over, looks up at Kazad.
Because we're not strong enough yet.
Uppies to his eye level, pretty please.
Kazad just kind of looks at him.
You
he's
think
like,
we're gonna
are
get?
You sure?
Yes.
He
depends on how far
reaches
we decide
down,
to go with
picks Fluffle up by the scruff and lifts him up to Ivan's eye level.
You look in a Flaffle's half asleep eyes. Because I'm gonna be real. Flaffle did not sleep any at all, and I have already put down a level of exhaustion. He has been working. He just looks at you and goes, look, if any of the books or any of the stories that I have heard from many a prisoner are to be believed, every fight, every conflict, every war has always been unwinnable until it's not. What it takes is enough people standing up for what is right to turn the tide of battle. Now, you can run away, as is your freedom to do. But what are you running away from? Are you really going to be able to save Ruin if you run away? Are you going to be able to change anything down here if you run away? All that will happen is you will hear the news of things that are coming down, going on down here. Rumors, speculation, whispers of all the nightmares that have descended upon this place, and you will have to live the rest of your life knowing that you had a chance to do something and you ran away. But hey, you have until we get to Blending Stone to make up your mind on that.
Ivan just looks down at Stool, who's in his arms. But I mean, I'm fine with helping to find someone who's actually weirdly... I don't know. I don't know what to look for. I don't mind helping find someone who can fight these things. Maybe there's a chosen hero in wherever Blending Stone. Maybe...
Who's to say we're not the chosen hero?
Oh, that's very full of...
Warden.
Yep.
As soon as he says chosen hero, you see... the constellations that he's got on him start to glow.
Look, that's really I'm glad that there's clearly a lot of a high self-esteem with you when it comes to Love that.
Reaches out, puts his finger on your mouth.
Buddy,
look,
you're
down.
Glowing.
I glow. I do that.
Yeah.
Randomly.
No.
I don't.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a big religious person. I don't go believing in one God or another. It's not that I don't believe they're real. That's just plain ignorant. But you do. And clearly, you have been chosen.
Good luck running from that. There's a fine line between belief and, like, it's not that I don't am not appreciative of the gifts. But
have you ever heard of people that say no to a god? And have you ever heard of it ending well for them?
Kazad just waves his free hand.
Look.
Point of order, by the way, for the two of you that were not here last time. Kazad is no longer adorned in anything to do with paladin armor or anything of that nature. It is
what happened to your clothes?
It's almost like he has gone through a metamorphosis.
He touched a book, got sucked into the book, came out looking like that.
I think I met a god, and I think that god was the shopkeeper from Gracklestug. It was weird.
Case in point there, Ivan. Like I said, you've got time to figure it out. I am far too tired to try and continue convincing you. As he turns around and pats Kazad. And points down.
Zod very gently lowers him down and lets go.
Thank you so much.
What about his family member? Because clearly, I'm not from the same family.
What does that matter?
Born from his freaking whatever. I don't even know what relation.
I am a 2 foot tall vermin.
Yeah, but
I am seen as a pest in most people's eyes.
His actual fucking family members killed a demon. Why can't we get him to do it?
I had a distant cousin that fought and successfully defeated the Demogorgon at one point in time.
And you know what that tells us? He can be beaten. So unwinnable is now crossed off the list. Now it's just fighting a battle.
Cyanidel snaps and points at Flaffle. That is very true.
Look, I'm just the healer. I'll do my best to keep you all alive for as long as...
Fluff turns around at that point. So you're a healer. He wants to walk away from people that are suffering.
Well,
isn't that contradictory?
I just need to point out that our situation is royally fucked when the anarchist kobold is the one that's making the most sense in the party.
Well, to be honest, he's probably the one with the highest intelligence out of all of us combined. So...
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. That.
But... Look. I'll stay. I'll help. I'll heal. But if things start looking like this is definitely not something we can win, the fact that I've actually earned a desire to live, I kind of want to live. I won't be sacrificing myself for anybody. Is that clear? Because I don't want to die anymore.
We're not asking you to sacrifice yourself.
These stories always go down to a sacrifice. Somebody always sacrifices themselves in these stories. It's in every fairy tale, every single one. Someone dies to save everyone else.
How many people are saved as opposed to the one person sacrificing?
I get it.
Look, if you don't want to be a sacrifice, I'll do it. I've already died once.
Statistically speaking,
we're all probably going to end up dying. Let's just be real. I've just been okay with that since day one because, hello, Cobalt.
I was too.
It's a miracle I've made it this far.
And now I don't want to die. So I'm just letting you all know, your healer will not sacrifice themselves to keep you alive. I will keep you alive. But if I'm going to die... in order to keep you alive, or to sacrifice myself to seal away a giant demon or something, I wouldn't look at me.
Then stand by and watch all the people that ever give you a chance die. And with that, Flapple walks back to his little campfire.
And Ivan sits down and looks at the wall.
Okay.
Warden's just going to go... this corner.
Izzard's gonna kind of do the same thing.
Okay. So, with that being said, if everybody has not done it already, you can long rest, because this was the end of the night after that escape. And we will go ahead and start our travel. The way we are going to do travel is for the first week or so, we'll do it day by day. But considering it is, I believe, Blended Stone from Grax, 20-day travel. I don't think 20 days worth of shit is... viable to go through. So there is a mechanic in the game where we can roll, skip a few days, have some conversations that need to be had or RP or whatnot, and that will sum up the travel a little bit faster. But for the players, take the travel time to do what you need to do. If there's something you'd like to work on, with not only having Stool and Rumpadump, Shookashack and Lairs for now are going to be your scavengers. And you guys will have enough food and not have to worry about all of that for this trip.
Nice.
So, if there's a skill you'd like to work on, a something you'd like to learn to do during this time, if you've got the ability to do it, by all means, RP it out, feel free. Will start with, how are you guys traveling? Are you going a fast pace, normal pace, or are you going slow paced?
Ivan's just in the back of the party no matter what, so I'm gonna leave it up to you guys. Ivan's not necessarily in any rush to get to the next town. Not enough to put the point of, like,
caution to the wind, so I would say possibly, but he doesn't want to be out in the tunnel, so I would say medium pace is what I would suggest.
Yeah, I feel like normal pace would probably be the best. It doesn't seem like anything is chasing us from Gracklestug. So we're not like in a rush, we're not like in a mad dash to get there, but at the same time, we're not slowing down to stick around and see if anything is following us. So okay. I think a normal pace should be good.
Okay, perfect. So as you guys kind of gather your materials from this night, kind of
point of order while we're getting everything ready.
Go ahead.
Flaffle is going to approach Warden. Would it be acceptable for me to ride on your shoulder?
Sure.
Wonderful. As Flaffle gathers up his belongings and scrambles up, kind of gets situated and pulls back out his book and continues writing in it.
Okay.
All the Warden's going to have to endure is a lot of murmuring.
Okay. Well, I would be walking at the front of the party because I be tank.
Technically, Ivan should be in the middle, but Ivan is like, all these people want to die. I don't understand these people right now. Before they're like, fuck dying, and now they want to go towards the death. So I don't understand you people. But yeah.
Kazad is walking kind of, like, alongside Ruin, but his stance is like totally different.
I certainly hope you're not walking alongside Ruin.
Right?
Ruin. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I'd be like, where the fuck is
walking
Ruin?
Walking alongside Warden, but his stance is completely different. He's not carrying himself like a paladin anymore. He's carrying himself more like a Ronin.
Which is how exactly? Me personally, I know kind of what that is. It's like, but
so
at the same
he's
time,
he's just like walking, like he's got his hand like down on the haft of his sword so that he can get to it quickly. But his head's just kind of down and he's just kind of like walking straight forward. He's not really saying anything. He's not really doing anything. He's just kind of keeping an eye on things, but he seems a little more subdued. He's not exuding as much of a presence as he used to.
Okay, so whatever god he spoke to took him to an old Japanese era anime, left him there for a few nights, and brought him back.
Something like that.
Yeah, because I got isekai'd.
Yeah. But when it comes down to what we're doing, Ivan would be spending these travel time trying to help. Trying to help Stool come back, you know, go through this grieving process of losing what was his home and helping to understand that as long as we're together, as long as he has a place that he is loved, that he has a home, and kind of helping him grow. And in that, I mean, not just mentally, but physically as well, by using the plant grow, the druid craft, and I swear I picked up another spell for this. Maybe not a spell, but I think I'm just going to use the druid craft to help him bloom and kind of grow a little bit. And if I have to use a spell, I will use, holy crap, can I not find it? Oh, enhance ability to slowly just kind of mix that with the druid craft to kind of blend it into him to help him grow into more of an adult.
Okay.
As much as I can.
So that will take some time, but it is something you can definitely do. Basically, each time that you kind of focus this growth into him, we will do a roll for it.
Okay.
And then we will see how fast that projects his growth.
I'm going to roll a one.
You don't. You're going to revert him back even more to a child.
Oh, no.
I don't have Wither and Bloom.
You're just gonna cause him traumatic experiences that he'll never be able to get rid of. One of the two.
PTSD helps us all grow a little bit.
Fortunate Son plays loudly in the distance.
Okay.
Kazad, as they're traveling, he would want to be like studying the spell book more.
Okay.
And he would also, Ivan pointed out something that really stuck with him, the fact that Flaffle is probably the most intelligent person in the group by a couple of factors of magnitude. He would want to spend a little more time talking to Flaffle, maybe looking at like some of his schematics, some of his formula and stuff like that. And basically I'm using flavoring all of that to see if I can find a way to boost my intelligence, because I'm a wizard with a 13 intelligence, and that is less than optimal.
Okay. Yeah, we'll RP it out a little bit, and we'll each time you go to try to boost that, we'll keep a table of it and go from there. But yeah, that is definitely something you are able to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there is nothing else y'all would like to go ahead and set up, I need a D20 roll from... Oh, go ahead.
Is there anyone...
I was going to... What?
Go you first.
I was going to say that Warden and Cyanidel are working on being able to more easily switch back and forth.
Okay. How are you going to go about doing that? Just kind of having internal conversations, or
Kind of them take just a bunch talking of drugs to each and other,
ride the thunder.
And then like switching between the two of them as often.
Do you say
as
any of this stuff out loud?
No.
Okay.
At saying that, I'm immediately just thinking, you want to know how to grow your own mushrooms?
I was about to say, Flaffle knows a lot about mushrooms.
They give me my best ideas.
Just wait till you meet the mushroom master.
It's like that guy, that meme with the guy that goes aliens, but in the center just goes kobolds.
Give me about 20 minutes off of recording and I'll have that meme ready for you.
I've got a meme, it's from a fucking game that we did where it was, I said the walls are floors or something like that.
The walls are floors. That was Monday, the spell jammer game.
Yeah, that became
the walls
a thing.
Are floors.
Okay, Flaffles, or anything else you're just gonna be basically reading?
Yeah, real quick point of order, is there anyone in the group that knows modern warfare, like warfare, like siege weapon warfare?
Are you asking for expertise? I mean, proficiency?
Just someone who has like moderate to extensive knowledge on like siege machinery, such as like ballista, catapults.
I feel like there's not a lot of that in the Underdark with, you know, cave ceilings.
There's one person that knows it. You know him.
I know. Well. I know. Hence why I want to go to Blended Stone.
So, yeah, I don't feel like any of us would have that.
Your best bet with that would maybe be Kazad or Warden. But again, they don't really use...
No, we I mean, use a lot
siege warfare for the drow is different because it's like darkness spells and
fireballs.
Yeah,
just like large scale.
Yeah, they have a crap ton of people that are sent to the sorcerium, and they learn a shit ton about magic, and then they basically go, "All right, see that wall? Blow it the fuck up."
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like with Kazad's training, he would understand at least from a drow perspective, siege warfare, but not siege engines.
You were trained as a
tactics.
Yeah, Flaffle would be more interested in the actual engineering aspect at this point.
Yeah,
he wouldn't know.
Yeah.
That.
So I feel as though it'd be like a blanket thing that like tactics. Flaffle throws out the question, you guys answer, and then Flaffle starts like going into detail, and that's when you're just like, yeah, buddy, you're on your own with that.
I can roll an intelligence if DM allows. I can roll an intelligence check to see if I pull something out my butt, but I have a plus zero to that.
You can certainly try.
Let's see, rolling. No, it's 13. I doubt it. Ever heard about gunpowder?
That, oh, trust me, that's what he wants. Okay. So, keeping all of that in mind, I need a d20 roll from somebody. The way that days are going to work as we go through them is we're going to roll a d20 to see if anything happens for that half of the day. There'll be two rolls per day. And then a time at the end of the day for RP and such, you know, like that. So, what's that first roll?
Seven.
A seven. Your morning goes by uneventful. Is there anything you guys wish to talk about, go over, RP, anything at all?
Ivan is open to talking to you guys, but I feel like all of you guys don't want to talk to Ivan.
Oh, I'm down to talk to Ivan. Just Ivan doesn't want to listen.
It's because you want to keep talking about hero bullshit.
Yeah. Kazad would be willing to check in and touch base with Ivan and see how he's holding up after all of this.
Very well. Ivan's not going to start any conversations, but he's walking back there and he's like, you know, he's been for the last, you know, for most of the travel, he's just been kind of dealing with the stool. So it's what he's currently doing.
Yeah, Kazad would kind of slow his pace and fall back to the end of the column alongside of Ivan. And as they're walking, he'd be like, so you're having a hard time dealing with all of this, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did want to do a whole bunch, you know. I wanted to save Ruin. I wanted to protect people, but... Dude, an entire... town's guard. It was like that whole, they were playing with us. It's like they were like, I don't even understand what was going on, but let's just say that did not help me understand that we can do this. It was like an adult play fighting with a child, with a baby.
And then all of a sudden not play fighting.
Yeah, and then not play fighting, and we get hucked out a window. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, I'm getting a little heated. I just... Look, Stool's doesn't have a home anymore. You know, well, he has a home. He looks at Stool. You have a home. He just... His home, his original home is gone, and now he has no one to take care of him. I don't even think I have it in me to save Ruin. I don't know who... Sure, I have the stars and stuff, but...
Kazad's gonna kind of point at the constellations on his arms, and he goes, do you understand the gravity of this?
No. I, to be entirely honest with you, I don't understand, like, I legitimately do not understand anything that is going on with me. I don't know... anything that's going on with anyone. I don't know what Ruin was. She was undead, but she wasn't undead. I don't know what Warden even is. There's two people in Warden. I don't understand that. I don't understand anything that's going on with myself. I don't understand the gravity. I don't understand any of it. What was it? A few weeks ago, I learned about who Elestria even is. No, because I don't. And she keeps talking to me, and I have these cool tricks that I can do, but I don't see how it's gonna help anything. Like, yeah, I can heal people. That's what
you and I are the only two members of our entire society to be chosen by an actual goddess to represent her. Think about that for a second. Yeah. Wolf's daughter, who betrayed her, tried to make life better for us. For our entire culture. You had a role in your creation. Do you not think that there's some kind of a purpose to that? What you can do is not a collection of cool tricks. You were chosen by a goddess to be an instrument to make things better down here.
Ivan just kind of goes, you know, a little bit more quiet and holds on to stool. As much as Kazad's words, like, this is it more internal. And Ivan is doing trying to do his best to just, like, seem like, you know, not really show it. But as much as Kazad's words sounded inspirational, it more pointed out that he, as far as he knows, because he knows very little, he doesn't really even still understand. Ivan is still a tool. Maybe not for death, but he's not his own person. And it's
kind of is going to kind of try to incite that.
Yeah, like it's hitting him that he is not his own person, and he will try to hide it. He's going to use deception.
That's a 19 on insight.
That's a 19 on deception.
Makes perfect sense.
So which one makes it?
Yeah.
Me?
Because it's a contested roll.
Yeah, so the contested roll, the way I understand it, is technically it's like attacking, defending kind of thing.
Okay.
So what happens is it normally will go to whoever is initiated the roll. Okay. So the insight would win.
Okay. Kazad's going to look at Ivan, and he's going to kind of understand this turmoil. And he is going to just kind of keep walking alongside him, and he's going to say, maybe that's as simple as helping take care of a stool. Maybe it's finding out what happened to his home. Maybe it's getting to Blindenstone and finding someone who can do what needs to be done. Maybe it does mean you leaving the Underdark and going to the surface and in some way that we don't understand, finding a way to make things better down here. Just because you have been chosen to do something that you never expected you would do, it does not mean that you have to do it in a way that you don't want to. It doesn't mean that you are nothing more than a tool like you were for the matriarchs.
I just wish somebody would make it just... I wish somebody would just explain what they want me to do if, like, I don't know. All of those sound like things to do. Doesn't...
Let me ask you this. If it were your choice, if you could do anything to make the Underdark a better place, not for Elestrea, not for the group, not for Ruin, not for anyone else, for yourself, if it were your choice, what would you do?
Ivan takes that and actually puts a lot of thought into it. As he looks down at stool, looks at Khazad, looks at the Underdark itself. If I could do anything with make a home for people that don't want to be used as tools anymore, that just want to live a life and just I would like to make a new home for drow that want to be better.
Zod just kind of smiles and he nods and he goes, Blindenstone might have the resources for you to get started on that. But whatever home you hope to build, whatever future you hope to create, it can't come to pass while this conflict is brewing.
That's the problem. I don't know. It just comes to, I don't have the belief in our skills right now. And everyone says that we can get stronger, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know really how to read, but I've been told stories that of heroes, you know, of, I've been, you know, the rumors of Dritzt, you know, and all of that, but it's like he had a lot, like, magic is a great thing, but even he couldn't truly defeat the Demogorgon. Look, it's back, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a band-aid. That's all he did, was prevent it from attacking for a little bit, and now it's back. And so what makes us think, like, and Dritz had access to a lot of power. He was naturally born gifted. He had a lot of allies that in themselves were all sorts of powerful beings and a bunch of powerful magic items. And even then, they barely squeaked out of that one, according to the stories.
You were naturally born gifted, too?
Yeah. But now we're dealing with obviously more than one demon lord.
Yes. But you have something that I don't think that my cousin really had.
The ability to run away?
Well, I mean, there is that. But there is a level of, let's call it, divine intervention that you have that he did not. Are we in a position to do anything about the situation right now? No. We are actively running away from yet another settlement that we were not able to save.
Yeah. Despite trying.
But each time we survive, each time we go forward, we get stronger.
But will we get stronger? Strong enough, soon enough to actually stop anything, or will this spiral just, this ball just keep rolling down the hill until it gets so big that none of us can stop because we didn't get strong enough in time? How do we know that? And if there's a way to suddenly get super strong to fight these things that won't cause us to have to sell our souls like Merlette, then where is it? You know, like,
the honest answer, I don't know.
If I have this divine intervention, wish she would just tell me what I need to know so that I can actually do something, because then I wouldn't keep thinking about running away.
Perhaps you should take the time to talk to her and really ask.
Isn't there some kind of rule that gods can't intervene or some crap?
I don't necessarily know about that, but maybe she can give you some answers to your questions. Maybe she can help you understand better. Maybe she can point you in the direction that you need to go.
Maybe.
That would be what I would encourage you to do as we're traveling. In the times where we stop to rest, take some time and try to talk to her. Try to see if you can understand.
I'll try. She doesn't always answer.
When you're not doing that, come seek me out and I can teach you how to read.
You ain't gonna use the whip like the other drows do, right?
I don't have one of those in my possession, no. I'm just going to teach you what little I can.
Good, because the way drows teach lessons kind of sucks.
Yeah. He's just going to kind of reach over and pat Ivan on the shoulder. He's going to say, I understand the desire to run. And once we get to Blindenstone, if that's what you decide to do, I won't hold it against you.
Ivan nods, you deserve but to be stays able silent. To
be free of this place. And even if you don't participate in the conflict down here, if you do make it up to the surface, I get the sense that whatever it is you decide to do up there would ultimately be what Elistre wanted you to do. And with that, he's going to kind of nod and increase his pace and move back up to the front of the formation next to Warden.
Okay. How does Ivan feel after that conversation?
Kind of like a coward. And like a child. Feels confused and like he's falling into cycles and pitfalls that he found himself in before these adventures ever began. But he's trying his best not to be stuck in those holes. He wants to help, and he knows he wants to help, but he fears he's not strong enough or brave enough. But Khazad's words did help him at least gain the courage to look for the answers if he is strong enough. So he will reach out when there's time to the goddess, but he is still at the same time doubtful of his strength and of everyone else's strength, especially from what, you know, just happened. As he explained to Khazad, he was like an adult playing with a child and then was done with playing with the child and threw the child out the window. So he's doubtful, but he doesn't want to abandon these people. He doesn't want to run away, but he just doesn't know what else to do. So hopefully communicating with the goddess will explain and help him understand some things and maybe help him make up his mind. But he's not going to rush into any decision. That's how Ivan feels.
Yeah, and as you're contemplating all of this, kind of going over it, mulling it over in your head, you do have stool in your hands, correct?
Yeah.
Your left hand begins to glow.
There I go again, glowing.
You open your hand to see the constellation Pyxis, which represents a compass.
I don't know what you're really... Go ahead.
Continuously point towards the party.
I get the arrow thing, goddess. You're using constellations to a guy who doesn't know what stars actually look like. But I understand you. I don't know if you're telling me to keep going straight or telling me to keep going with the party. So, words. Words would be very helpful.
The illusion or the blow fades.
As much as he's being snarky about it, it's kind of his way of cheering himself up. But yeah. He does actually understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
It's just, so.
Okay.
He just kind of puts his head down, holds the stool tightly, and keeps following with the party.
Okay. Can I get another D20 roll from somebody for the second half of the day?
I'll roll the dice.
And this is where chaos comes in.
19.
Oh, hell yeah.
Told you.
Point of order, Hulk. As we are traveling, like at the start of each day, Kazad would cast that gift of
Alacrity
spell. Alacrity spell on himself.
Okay. Give me a d20 roll for the Phaedrus.
Or do I need to roll that on D&D Beyond? I forget.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you roll.
Okay.
Whichever way you
roll. Well, that is a natural 20.
You are. The phase rest almost gives you some space to cast this.
Oh, nice.
You have the gift of alacrity for today. And with a 19, I'm going to need another two d20 rolls.
Okie doke.
That's a 7.
Okay. And?
A 15.
Oh, fuck.
I don't like that look.
No, it's not bad. Okay. We are going to change the map. And what you guys see, let me get it set up really quick. If you guys don't mind placing your characters, y'all are going to be on this side over here.
Which way is the back of the party?
that's what I'm confused about. I'm like, where are we coming from?
So we are...
Because I'm up front.
Yeah. So, sorry. Y'all are going across this bridge this way to the back of the party. We'll be back here where you're...
Okay.
And what you guys see is a camp. Can somebody roll a d6 for me?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
4.
Or you can take my 6, whichever one you want.
Perfect. Okay. What you guys see right here are a very familiar group of green-skinned creatures.
That's goblins.
You don't say.
That are arguing over and over about how to get past this ledge. You hear shouts of,
"Oh, it's too steep, we're going to die."
You hear other shouts of,
"Ah, if we push one over, it's not going to be that big of a deal."
to when they turn and look over at you and see this large metallic individual holding Flaffle. Orton, you see about 15 goblins run towards you, fall to their knees, and say,
"Destruction! Almighty King! You have returned to us!"
I'm just gonna look at Flaffle as he's sitting on my shoulder.
Well, you got your goblins back, Flaffle.
Hello!
You have acquired new weapon?
It just kind of looks at Warden.
And looks, yes. It's like merch. It's like merchandise.
Yes, I have.
You too can buy it at our local Patreon.
Behold my power.
Do you actually?
No.
Oh, fuck. Damn.
No, but.
The big old, I'm sorry, we're still working out the bugs.
The prototype. She wants to. A few glitches in her brain.
Flava just kind of closes his book and puts it away.
So, what are you guys trying to do?
Oh, your great leadership. We are trying to cross this high ledge area that is going to kill us, sir.
I'm sorry, what high ledge area?
Have you tried the bridge?
Yeah.
They look at each other.
No, sir, we have not.
Perhaps the bridge is what you should try. But one at a time, because those boards seem rickety.
Make a perception check, Waffle. And Warden, since you're both up towards the front.
Fucking Leviathan comes out of the dark and eats them all.
Well, now that you spoke it into existence.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
So, one level of exhaustion means to take away what?
1 point.
Okay.
You subtract it by one.
You said 18, Warden?
Yeah. That's a 25 for Kazad, since he's right there next to Warden as well. He's just not saying anything.
15.
Okay. Kazad, you are the only one that sees this.
Oh, we are all supposed to roll perception?
If you are up towards the front.
Oh, I'm in the bag. Yeah, all good. Well, I got an 18 anyways, so.
The DC was 25.
Jesus. Hold on. Yeah.
Coming out right here in this little area, you see a spider.
I'm immediately going to draw my sword, and I'm going to point it at it, and I'm going to say, "Spider."
We are in a cave. That makes sense.
Goblins look over at it. One of them walks over to it, picks it up.
Wait, my minions.
Eats it.
Oh.
Well, they are goblins. I don't think they know what poison is.
Now he wins.
That one then falls over and starts convulsing and from poison.
Ooh.
Now, is it poison or is it venom?
Yes.
At that point, it would be venom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, at that point, it's poison because he ingested.
That point is poison. Yeah.
Good
point.
If it tries to ingest you, it's venom.
Now listen. He said he ate it, but he didn't ever said he chewed it. So what if it bit him on the way down?
It's fair.
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
It's both.
Regardless. In other words,
we're
going
to sacrifice another goblin to find out.
The guy's got an hour to live, basically.
All right. Tell one of your goblins to go do it again. We'll find out. Tell us if it bit him.
Okay.
No, don't do it, dumbass. Ivan is clearly done with these idiots.
Okay, maybe don't eat spiders, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, healer, would you mind healing this poor bastard?
What was that thing you always said, Kazad? I'm not going to help you because then you won't learn your lesson.
I'm not going to help you because you won't learn anything if I do.
Yeah, but you know what? I do kind of want to see him eat. Maybe see how many times I can keep him alive just to watch. I don't know. So maybe I'll write a book, 1,000 Ways to Die or something, as Ivan will walk
walk over to the to the guy who ate the spider. I don't know where he is.
They are over. Well, right now they're here. But I'm sorry. No. Right now they are here. They have been trying to go across this.
Okay. Let's see here. I'll look at everyone. Y'all might want to back up.
Oh my god, thank you.
Right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks at all the party. Y'all might want to back up unless you're really down with some random magic effects going on.
I'm always down for random magic effects.
This level
pulls his book back out.
Kazad is going to step back enough to make sure that he's not near a ledge and he won't be driven towards a ledge in the event
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up the goblin's foot, hand Shookashack stool, and drag his ass all the way over here. Look down at him and go, you know, this is actually a very common sight for me, looking at someone foaming at the mouth and twitching as they slowly died. You can still hear me. I know you can, because, you know, I've done this a few times. Don't eat spiders again, or I will throw you in the hole.
Oh, my God.
And I will cast Lesser Restoration on him.
Okay, give me a d20 roll.
Hen.
You are good.
Okay. Yeah.
as if it is... this mass of just ichor coming out of his body, he begins to vomit, and out comes the spider.
Is it still alive?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take stool back from Sugar Shack. Thanks, cousin. I told you it was venom, not poison. It bit him on the way down.
I'm sorry, I want to look at this spider. Fluffles on my shoulder.
Don't eat it like he did.
Yeah,
Fluffle scurries down, pulls a piece of cloth out of his bag, and throws it over the spider. And then steps on it.
Damn it.
Goblin, you remember what I said, right?
Warden, make an investigation check. Fluffle, make a general dexterity check to see if
natural 19 plus 5. So 24.
Can I possibly give Flaffle guidance? Oh, wait, it's a 19. A check?
It is a check.
Okay, guidance.
Okay.
Add a d4. Roll a d4.
That. There we go. It's a 23.
Okay.
Mine's a 24.
I was born in Drow society. Spiders must die.
So you get a...
Zod has a really bad feeling about this fucking spider.
Why? It's just a spider.
We're Drow. We always have a bad feeling about spiders.
There is no such thing as just a spider.
Yeah,
not in the Underdark.
It's just a spider in the Underdark.
Yeah, as you guys are kind of thinking this, you look down at it, Warden, and in fact, you do see it is a Black Widow.
We need to leave quickly.
Because I was like, we're gone. We're leaving. Get the fuck out of here. Let's go. He's not sticking around. He is.
I'm going to pick Flaffle up off my shoulder, hand him over to Kazad. You're lighter than me. Get across those boards.
You could just throw him.
Flaffle looks back at you. What?
If the boards are rickety, I don't want you falling into the chasm.
No one tosses a cobalt.
Hey, over the spider, as everybody's kind of moving away from the spider, Ivan's going to just suddenly look at it with that same, like, constellation in his hand starting to glow again. Moonbeam it.
Okay.
God.
Number one, d20 roll.
Number two,
three.
Roll initiative.
Roll a d100.
Oh, I hate this. I hate everything 58. About this.
Okay. Oh boy, oh boy. That is one. Okay.
It was a 58.
Oh no.
Hey, Ivan.
Yes.
What's stool made of?
Mushroom.
Mushrooms burn, don't they?
Technically, based on most magical creatures, most magical spells, it says something that is not living or is being worn.
It does say object.
Yeah, he's not an object.
He's a creature.
Not unless he's dead.
Nope.
Haha! Ivan may not have gone to the Sorcerium, but he knows magic a little bit.
Okay.
Did he just fireball us?
No.
Oh, thank fuck.
But was this spider crushed? And is it classified as an object?
Well, the spider is obliterated. Absolutely annihilated by the moonbeam.
Just suddenly a big beam of light just...
However, everyone but Flaffle hears this in their head. Darlings, I found you.
What?
Ivan hands Shookashack's stool, looks back at Kazad. I think I'm ready to fight now.
It's like the scene from like Boondock Saints where Rocco is like freaking out because he just like killed a bunch of people, and Kazad's like, you start getting excited, motherfucker, we gotta go.
Ivan's just being, or not Ivan, Jesus Christ, stool's just being passed back and forth. He finally just like shakes, lets his spores out, and says, guys, what's going on?
Drow. Mean lady from the prison.
What?
Mean lady from the prison.
The warden wasn't there with us.
No, but that's why I'm telling everyone else that was. Kazad and Flaffle. We all know who we're talking about. It's the drow chick. It's a drow... I don't even... Matriarch? Woman? I don't know. She's insane, and she is very bad news. Either we run or we murder her.
Running.
Okay.
I was partial to murder her.
I mean, Warden pulls her sword out.
Where is she coming from?
The voice just came from this, basically
everywhere.
In our
Can
heads.
I attempt a religion roll?
You didn't hear it, Flaffle.
Yep. Can I attempt a religion roll and ask that question and look at my palm at the compass? I attempt a religion roll to see if the gods will tell me where this woman is coming from?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Is that a one?
That is a natural one. I'm looking to see if I can find a way to save my ass here. Nobody would happen to have bountiful luck or anything, or...
Nope.
No, we lost that guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. He gone.
Okay.
Fucked off.
I would say take... Considering the conversation that you just had with Kazad, I would say that because of y'all's connection, you may roll again with advantage.
Oh shit, like roll just one more time or roll again just with advantage?
Roll one more time. Take the higher.
That's a 19.
The compass, you see part of Kazad's armor kind of glow for a second in this constellation of a compass that also matches the one on your hand and begins to turn the needle, turns and points this way. back from the way that you came.
Oh, so she's behind us.
Almost as if they've been trying to find you this whole time.
Ivan will look over to everyone. Yeah, she's behind us. We need to go now.
Oh, perfect. As Flapple hops and skips across the boards and waits patiently right here.
Dexterity saving throw, please. I need one from everybody crossing the bridge.
Now, see, I did something smart. A little metagamey, but the one that isn't here has stool. I can't get stool killed this way.
Yay. 19.
The 17.
Fluffle also looks over to the group and be like, just a heads up, the gap doesn't look that far. So jumping is an option if you think you can make it.
I'm going to roll. I'm going to cast Resistance, which is a cantrip that gives me a D4 on my saving throws. So.
Okay.
You also have plus four with standing next to me.
Okay, so that's so far 25. Then plus four more for a 29.
Like a fucking acrobat, Ivan just dances his way across the board. It is almost like poetic the way that he crosses this bridge.
Look down to Flapple. Do you got explosives?
Okay, that's a dirty 20.
I've got something better.
There you go. All right.
Good.
So yes, Warden crosses, and for the sake of it, we will say the rest of them do as well.
I feel like as Warden crosses, she's just like...
What about our happy goblin companions?
They start to go up here, and then one of them rolls a 5, so he falls.
At that point, Flav goes, The rest of you just kind of take the long way.
At this point,
and try to find Blending Stone. Your king has commanded it. But go that way, and he points off in this direction.
Okay.
That's the one.
Very well.
And then Flapple kindly asks everyone to clear the area of the bridge. And once the coast is clear, Flapple's going to take a few steps back, and I'm going to cast Shatter on the bridge.
Nice.
You don't even need to roll damage. It just...
What?
I do need to roll for Phase Rust.
Yeah.
Phase Rust.
That's a D20?
Yep.
That's a 10.
That was loud. But...
It was loud. But,
but at
the bridge has exploded. However, because you use Shatter and caused such a loud noise, the earth beneath you begins to shake.
Wah.
Oh, shit. Run.
You turn around to run, and you see a door.
Door.
Right here. What do you
do? Into the door?
Into the door.
Straight into the door? Okay.
I mean, at this point...
We ain't got any better ideas.
Yeah.
I blew it up.
That
looks like a furnace.
Do the rest of you just run into this door?
I do. I follow the party. If the party's running into the door, I'm not going to be the last one there.
Okay.
But maybe, actually, hold on. I feel like there might be something I can maybe do to make this harder for them to pass. Nope, okay. There is not.
You guys run towards this door. As the door is shutting, a large purple worm comes up out of the chasm, goes like it would have eaten where the bridge was, and goes back down.
Leviathan!
And what you guys see before you is a lavish, beautiful bedroom.
Oh, great. Now we're in the fucking fiends.
What?
out of the demons into the devils.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.